Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition.
It's Rosie on the House.
It's still dark outside, but you got to get up. This is your weekend wake-up call from me to you. It's Rosie on the House. Another beautiful Saturday morning. I think it'd be a good day to drive up north and do some skiing.
You always think that.
Yeah, I think that in August. Just got to drive too far. Oh, man.
I had the opportunity to go on the new bypass route. You know, is it the 202 okay. That goes
all right. South Mountain?
I-10, right about 51st Avenue, and it comes around and ties into
Ahwatukee's new back door.
Yeah.
Oh. Does it come out below South Mountain? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that road's been there for years, but it was a two-lane, and it was still worth taking that route if
just to avoid the other.
If you were going to try and get through Phoenix during rush hour, but man, that's a nice route. I didn't get to see much of it because it was nighttime coming back from the rodeo at the Pima County Fairgrounds. I tell you what, that fairground, it may not be the biggest, but when you're looking for equestrian events. That, you know, Buckeye may be the only one in the state that could say they've got a nicer equestrian facility at Pima County Fairgrounds. They have some serious money invested there.
We'll have to check that one out.
But coming up, we never, when we're coming from south, whether it's Marana or Tucson or Wilcox, any of those southern Arizona routes we go on, or Casa Grande, we will always take the Phoenix bypass route through Gila Bend.
Go
so
eight.
You're coming up to Casa Grande, you take 8 and then you bring 85 up just because for two reasons. When I-10 gets necked down to two lanes between Casa Grande, it's the 357 and basically, you know, the new Rawhide now. It doesn't matter what time of day, weekend, weekday, day, night, whatever. It comes to a screeching halt, and it's an extremely dangerous stretch of the freeway. And then having to go through Phoenix. So it may take a little bit longer. It may be a little farther to drive, but just to avoid that hassle. Well, now with the South Mountain route and finally got note that they're going to start widening that strip of I-10.
That's right.
Gonna spoil us, are they?
That was a well-needed investment of the state, so looking forward to that.
I've said for a long time, if I was king, I would just make Phoenix to Tucson a toll road with the left two lanes, about 7 lanes wide, and the left two lanes would just be like Audubon.
Well,
you can just go, baby. Let her rip. Open it up.
All that stuff that both Phoenix and Tucson did with trains downtown. I thought, you guys just need to build a Phoenix to Tucson
Super
train
bullet.
In the
Super
middle
bullet.
Of the interstate mm-hmm. and forget about these downtown trains. You need a super train in between.
Well, thinking about things to do in, about, and around the state, really enjoyed December's edition of Phoenix Magazine. It says, live like a tourist. And this is kind of what we try and do with our staycation, is encourage people just to stay in Arizona, enjoy it. Well, this actually says, stay in town and enjoy it. 51 things to do. Live like a tourist.
Phoenix?
Yeah. Yeah. And we'd love to hear from y'all if you'd like to join the conversation. When you have guests from out of town that have never been here, what's the first thing you feel like you need to show them or take them to? I've got mine for sure. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Every time a certain one cousin from Louisiana comes, the first thing he wants to see is cactus. Where do you take him to go see cactus?
Desert Botanical Garden.
That's a good one.
Rio Verde.
Rio Verde's a good one.
I posted pictures of Dad and I out in the desert, and his sister from Missouri said, next time I come, take me there. It was just beautiful pictures of the snow on the Four Peaks, you know. It doesn't actually have to be, you know, like a venue. We just have beautiful desert to visit, too.
Lots of beautiful desert. That's the number one thing they talk about when living like a tourist. Take a desert Jeep tour.
Mm.
So an awful lot of great trails. Now, speaking of staycation, our staycation just celebrated Phoenix.
And that was a special request.
Yes.
That we got from our CAF affiliate in Flagstaff. They said, you know, you guys always come up to the mountains for skiing and stuff. It's like, that's great. But, you know, us mountain guys, we come down to the desert a lot in the winter to get a break from the cold. Why don't you have a staycation for us and do one down in Phoenix? And we did, and we brought in Grand Canyon University. They've got a brand new renovation on the hotel, and we've got General Manager Brett Courtright in with us this morning.
Thanks so much. I love Phoenix Magazine's suggestion to stay in town and vacation like a tourist.
Absolutely. Tell us the story of what y'all've got going on over there.
Well, it's a pretty special environment. We've got a hotel and a restaurant right off the I-17 in Camelback. Canyon 49 Grill is our restaurant, and the Grand Canyon University Hotel is our hotel. And we are operated by our students, essentially. I mean, I'm the general manager of the hotel, so sometimes that's a little bit humbling to hear, you know. But we have students at every level of our organization, including a student general manager. So we'll bring students in who've had no experience whatsoever. We'll give them a job while they're learning their trade in one of our level one positions. Then we'll work them up to one of our level two positions with a little bit more responsibility and probably making a little bit more money. And then by the time they leave, we want them in one of our level three positions where they're actually supervising other students and getting some experience as management.
So this degree is in resort management, hospitality?
It's hospitality. That's correct.
Okay.
How many kids do you have in that, do you know?
Well, we've got about 250 on the ground campus and about another 100 online in the hospitality program specifically.
That is great, because I have heard that, like every other industry, they're really hurting for people.
It is definitely, serving others is not the most natural and popular thing, right? But, I mean, I personally think there's a great sense of reward that comes from it. We've got some amazing industry leaders, Jerry Colangelo and others, mm-hmm. you know, involved in the operation. And so we're blessed to have their involvement as well.
Well, there's never a lack of innovation coming out of your corporate headquarters. That's
yes.
for sure. I mean, y'all have ever since something happened about 15 years ago. I mean, Grand Canyon College was a quaint little setting in a western side neighborhood, and y'all have literally transformed the school, the neighborhood, everything.
And now the hotel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're really, transforming the West Side is part of the overall mission. There's no question about that.
And how long have you been with them?
I've been with them about 5 years.
Okay. So you've seen quite a bit of this big ride up the wave.
I have, yeah. Brian Mueller, our leadership there at the university, when you talk about the spark that changed things about 15 years ago, you know, that was a big part of it. And when you talk about the innovation, the creativity that we have at GCU, that he's a big part of that as well. You know, we are pushed to think a little bit differently and to, one of our main goals as we call it an enterprise operation of Grand Canyon University is to bring a little bit of profit to the university and help them keep tuition low. We haven't raised tuition on our campus, our ground campus, in several years. And any money that we can bring in as a hotel will help us do that for even longer.
And was the hotel immediately adjacent to the campus?
You know, the hotel, yes, is on I-17 and Camelback, really kind of right on the corner there. And, you know, I'm a Phoenix boy. I was at Phoenix College, you know, 15, 20
okay.
years ago. And,
right.
You could park right in the middle of Grand Canyon University. You can't really get that close anymore because the campus has grown so much. And when I got to the hotel 5 years ago, you really, the campus, you knew it was down the block, but you couldn't really see it. Now, standing at the front door of the hotel, if you look towards the campus, you see 5 or 6 dorms. And it really will just be a short period of time before it all just connects right there.
And what draw is this a completely unique situation for an institute of higher education venturing into private enterprise? I know.
Well, it's a little bold, yeah, for sure. But that's definitely our style.
yeah.
You know, it is unique. And really, you know, I try to run a really high level operation with impeccable guest service standards, and yet I give people a chance every day who have no experience. And so those are a little bit conflicting at times. But at the same time, you know, we just make sure that we guide them and that we put really solid industry professionals in place as well, so that we don't ever put a student in a precarious situation. They're there to learn. They're going to be challenged at times, but they're supported as well.
What an interesting concept. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe a couple, didn't NAU try this with what's now the Drury Inn? Wasn't that built as a campus hotel?
That's very correct, yes. And I, you know, I wouldn't, NAU's a well-respected program that's been going for many years. But yet, at some point, they decided that they weren't going to run their hotel anymore and let somebody else do it. And that's not our goal.
Okay.
So we're going to continue to run this as an organic homegrown operation and continue to grow it. And our students will be a big part of that the whole way.
Well, I think it's a great concept to develop these synergies between private enterprise and higher education to kind of give your students literally a direct path into their future career.
Yes, absolutely. You know, with the
it's not just book learning.
That's absolutely correct. No, we do a lot of applied learning, lots of hands-on learning going on. You know, I talked about the high-end hotel environment that we try and create sometimes. On the flip side, we've got spring training coming up, and we actually are very involved in the concessions vending for the Brewers. So my students get, you know, a almost opposite side of the spectrum with that experience.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Brett Courtright, general manager of, what do we call the hotel?
The GCU Hotel.
The GCU
Loud
Hotel.
Loud and proud.
Oh, loud and proud. And again, the grill, the restaurant?
Canyon 49 Grill.
Fantastic.
On Camelback and I-17.
Okay. Well, y'all tout yourself as being private, Christian, and affordable. Affordable education is something I'm going to want to touch on when we get back, all right?
Yeah, that's a new concept, isn't
Let's
it?
Let's do it. Yeah, yes, it is. Let's do
Thank
that.
Thank you so much.